Gosh, I'm sorry to see this news. The jazz critic and historian Dan Morgenstern has died. Over 7 decades, Morgenstern edited major jazz magazines, wrote books, produced concerts, won Grammys. He oversaw one of the largest jazz archives in the world, and I ran into him sometimes when I was working many, many years ago at WBGO, a beautiful jazz station in New Jersey. Dan Morgenstern was 94, and Tom Vitale has this appreciation.
When he was 87 years old, Dan Morgenstern recalled a turning point in his life more than 60 years earlier. He was out of the Army, attending Brandeis University on the GI Bill, when he produced a solo piano concert by virtuoso Art Tatum.
Then on the way back, I thanked him, and then he said, "I should thank you because this is the first time I've ever done a solo concert all by myself." But that struck me, and that's when I decided that I wanted to do something for the music that would make it impossible for somebody like that genius not to be recognized.
So he went to work right out of college as a jazz critic at the New York Post. In the 1960s, he edited the two most influential jazz magazines of the day, Metronome and Downbeat. In 1973, he won the first of his 8 Grammy Awards for his liner notes to an anthology of Art Tatum recordings.
He would hear things, subtleties, that will always be beyond me. And he is not a musician, but his ear was so great.
Tad Hershorn is a journalist and archivist at the Rutgers Institute of Jazz Studies, one of the world's largest collections of jazz documents and recordings. Dan Morgenstern became director of the institute in 1976. Hershorn says Morgenstern's perspective was unique.
He was there. And you think about mythic things when Bud Powell returned from France in like 1964 or something. Dan was there to meet him at the airport. You want to ask about Billie Holiday's funeral. These are people who meant so much to him.
Hershorn says that affinity had a lot to do with Morgenstern's background. He was born in Munich in 1929, the son of 2 Jewish authors who had to flee from the Nazis. He and his mother made it to Denmark.
The Danish underground got my mother and me to Sweden. My father had all kinds of adventures. He didn't make it to Denmark. He was in France, but he came here in 1941. I came here in 1947.
By the time he got here, he'd already heard Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, and Duke Ellington on his mother's phonograph.
When I came to America, when I came to New York, and a lot of people want to see the Statue of Liberty, I wanted to see 52nd Street, and that's true. I was only 17, but I managed to sneak in. And Charlie Parker, one side of the street, Sidney Bechet on the other, you know, Billie Holiday down the road a piece. Amazing, amazing. So I got hooked.
And as he wrote about them, he got to know them as people.
Jazz musicians who came up during the period when the music was really coming into its own with the swing era and all that, a remarkable group of people who had to go through a lot of hardship that came out of that with their humanity and their artistry intact and just great people.
When he was 87, Dan Morgenstern said he had a great life because he was able to do some good for jazz. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.